Shake Shack started in 2001 as basically a hot dog cart kind of operation in Madison Square Park. And after a few years, they got permission to put a permanent kiosk there. And then it just started to become so popular that people would wait hours to get one of their burgers. They're known for their burgers. And now there are locations all around New York. And they've opened one in Istanbul recently. They're in Washington, D.C. They're in Pennsylvania. They've got, I think, three within Florida, but this is going to be the first one in Central Florida, in Winter Park, where the Trader Joe's is going. Mm-hmm. And it won't open until 2014, but I think people have already started to get in line for it.
Well, do you think they're going to have some competition on their hands, though, because there are some pretty good burger joints in Central Florida already?
Exactly. That's a wonderful point. It's not like we're waiting for great burgers to come. We've got a lot of terrific burgers. So, you know, it's a phenomenon thing. It's the whole thing where people want to be in a line.
Winter Park would be a good location, though, right? Pretty popular food scene already.
Sure, and it's not like people haven't been standing in line in Winter Park restaurants either. Look at Four Rivers, and that was kind of orchestrated. John Rivers knew that if he made the inside of the restaurant so small that people would have to line up outside the door, that when people were driving by, they would say, hey, that must be really great food. Let's go stand in that line.
Now, he's got some new projects on the go.
John Rivers is working on a new concept called The Coop. And he plans to do for fried chicken what he did for brisket. And it'll have more than just fried chicken. Apparently, he's going to do more southern comfort foods like shrimp and grits and that sort of thing. It's all just on paper right now. But he's looking at a property in Winter Park at the corner of Morse and Pennsylvania. And it's a place that was once an O'Boy's barbecue, and knowing John, he'll do it right, so it won't happen really, really fast. But we're also, you know, looking forward to his cowboy kitchen concept, which mm-hmm. he still hopes to open up this fall. So he's got a lot going on.
What else are people talking about on the dining scene in Orlando?
People are talking about Norman's 10th anniversary dinner that's coming up in August. It costs $1,000 a person for this dinner. When they first announced it, they did not have a charity attached to it, but it's going to benefit the Orlando Ballet. And the dinner will be at the Ritz-Carlton, of course. That's where Norman's is. And, of course, this is Norman Van Aken, who's a well-known national chef from Florida, one of our earliest celebrity chefs. And he's bringing a few friends with him to help put the dinner together. Emeril Lagasse, Charlie Trotter from Chicago, as well as some local stars, Scott Hunnell from Victoria and Albert's, James and Julie Petrakis from Ravenous Pig. And for the wines, he's got five master sommeliers to choose the wines, to talk about the wines. It's going to be quite an evening. And that $1,000 also gets you a room at the Ritz for the night. So you can have some of that wine and not have to worry about driving home.